Conditions are tense. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Pentagon officials say an Air Force F-22 fighter jet shot down the suspected Chinese balloon Saturday off the coast near Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. The Navy is overseeing the collection of the balloon's debris. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's scheduled trip to China was postponed due to the Chinese balloon situation. Fox's Ryan Chilcote has more.
Secretary Blinken was set to arrive in Beijing Sunday. That's, of course, not happening anymore. It would have been the first high-level meeting since China's President Xi and President Biden sat down in November, agreed on Blinken's visit, and promised to avoid conflict. But outside of the official communications, you can also hear Chinese experts saying that, again, while claiming the balloon wasn't for spying, American surveillance of China is much more aggressive.
While the U.S. claims that they want to keep communication open with China to resolve their issues, there is no word yet on whether the trip will be rescheduled. A 50-car freight train derailment and massive fire prompting a mandatory evacuation order in the Ohio village of East Palestine. The town's mayor, Trent Conaway, has a message for people who are attempting to get close to the site.
It's a dangerous situation. That's why the evacuation notice is still, in place. 1 mile around the scene. It's still a very volatile situation. It could turn in an instant, so please just stay out of town.
Firefighters have been unable to approach the fire site due to hazardous material on board. There have been no reports of injuries or structural damage. The summit of Mount Washington in New Hampshire hitting record-setting wind chill, minus 108 degrees Fahrenheit. And Arctic air has been plaguing the Northeast. The weather is expected to get warmer Sunday. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Vanroy Smith has pleaded not guilty in the stabbing murder of cyclist Dr. Michael Mamone in California. Fox's Christina Coleman has more details from Los Angeles.
The knife that investigators believe was used in this attack was found at the scene, and Dr. Mamone was found in an intersection with severe injuries. Now, his family and friends are coming to terms with this attack. They said Dr. Mamone lived just blocks away from his job and that he would often ride his bicycle to work. He was killed less than a mile away from Providence Mission Hospital in Laguna Beach, where he worked as an ER doctor. A spokesperson for the hospital released a statement saying, quote, "We are stunned by this devastating tragedy. The entire Mission Hospital family is grieving over the loss of an incredible physician and friend." Now, Smith was charged with murder. He pleaded not guilty. He is being held at an Orange County jail.
Smith also faces a sentencing enhancement for the personal use of a deadly weapon. A shark attack kills a girl in Australia. Fox's Samantha Liebman has the report.
A teenager killed in a suspected shark attack after she jumped from her jet ski Saturday. It happened in the Swan River in Perth, Australia. The 16-year-old pulled from the water with critical injuries, emergency responders unable to save her. Wildlife officials say it is unusual for a shark to be this far up the river, which flows into the Indian Ocean. Police saying they were told a family of dolphins may have been nearby, prompting the shark to follow. Counseling services are being provided to the victim's friends who witnessed the attack.
Police in Texas arresting 24-year-old Davion Irvin on Thursday in connection to the theft of two monkeys from the Dallas Zoo.
We do believe that he was looking to commit another crime. That's why it was very important that we took him into custody.
That's Dallas Police Department spokesperson Kristen Lohman. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.